Upon entering the Beis HaMikdash for the first time and catching a glimpse of the Kohen Gadol, one would have been in awe. The sheer beauty, the utter holiness, the saintliness that he exuded, the majestic eight intricate garments he wore so regally. But when you would have looked at the very bottom of the Kohen Gadol's outfit, you would have been struck by something odd. The hem of the me'il, a four-cornered blue wool garment, was adorned with an alternating array of 72 golden bells and pomegranates. With every move the Kohen Gadol made, the bells would jiggle and create a very loud sound. What were those bells doing there? What purpose did they serve? What exactly did the heavenly fashion designers have in mind with those bells? So when we peek into the Medrash for clarification, it doesn't exactly alleviate our bewilderment. The Medrash Bechar Shar says that the bells were there in order to teach us a moral lesson that one should announce himself before entering a room. Anytime you walk into a room, you shouldn't just waltz in. Rather, you should knock first. And that is why they were bells on the Kohen Gadol's garment, to announce his entry before he would go into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Now, it's a little strange. This is a very nice lesson, but this nice lesson in decency seems a little out of character in the Mishkan. You think the sanctuary of Hashem, who knows absolutely everything, really needs a knock before entering sign hung on the doorway? Hashem knows exactly where we are at every given possible moment. You think he really needs us to knock before we enter? Who are we fooling? Why would the Torah choose this exact location to teach us this lesson? Why not teach this lesson at a slightly more mundane location? For example, I don't know, Parshas Pinchas, we should say that when you go to a friend's house for a sleepover, you shouldn't just barge into his house, you should knock like a decent human being. Why would the Kohen Gadol have to be the one to walk around in jiggling bells in order to teach the world this lesson? It seems rather strange. I saw a beautiful explanation given by Rav Mordechai Kamenetsky. He says that in the eagerness to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol may become so transfixed on attaining a high level of spirituality that he may forget common courtesy. He may forget to knock before entering. The Torah is telling us that the search for spirituality can never supersede simple basic etiquette. We often have lofty spiritual aspirations. How many toes do we have to step on to get there? By specifically placing this message right before the Kohen Gadol entered Hashem's presence, the Torah is telling us that even when searching for the holiest of the holy, we are never to forget to act like a mensch. Let me tell you a story. A young widow once entered the study of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. She was not only feeling immense loneliness and pain due to the passing of her husband, she felt a tremendous sense of urgency. She felt guilty and wanted desperately to do something, anything, for her husband's memory. Perhaps she should start a free loan gemach. Perhaps she should accept upon herself an act of spiritual self-improvement. Perhaps she should be saying more tehillim for her soul. She didn't know what to do. Reb Shlomo Zalman looked at this sad, broken young woman and told her the following. I understand your need to do something spiritual to uplift your husband's soul. This is my advice to you. Go buy some toys for your children, take them to the park, and enjoy life with them. Forget the quest for this great spiritual tikkun and help your children rejoice in life. That will uplift your husband's soul the most. Every single day, thousands upon thousands of people begin their day with learning Torah. People learn in shuls, people learn in trains, people learn in massive yeshivos scattered around the globe. Right before they learn, they all whisper a prayer. They all whisper the same exact prayer. Everyone opens to the front page of their Gemaras, of their Shulchan Aruchs, of their Mishnayos, and whisper a prayer that's printed there. What's in that prayer? What does it say? Is it a plea to heaven that our holy words of Torah should soar straight to the heavenly throne? Is it a prayer that heavenly angels should come down and enjoy listening to the words of Torah coming out of our mouths? Is it a prayer that the Torah we learn should elevate our souls and uplift our spirit? No, no, and no. It is a small 15-second prayer in which we ask Hashem to help us steer clear of making fun of our friends' mistakes. We beg Hashem to save us from misleading others with learning incorrectly and taking enjoyment from intellectual blunders our peers make. Why is that moments before we learn Torah considered to be the most intimate embrace with Hashem, the ultimate hug with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why there do we place such emphasis on our interpersonal relationships with others and none on our relationship with Hashem? The answer is that if our relationship with Hashem is built while climbing on the backs of others, Hashem is not interested. If our relationship with Hashem is built while putting others down, Hashem is not interested. If our relationship with Hashem is built while others have to suffer, Hashem is not interested. I remember Rabbi Yosef Tendler, the Menahel of Mechinas Ner Yisrael in Baltimore, remarked once that at the very beginning of davening it says, "Lo'aylam yehei adam yirei shamayim b'seiser u'begolei." One should forever have fear of heaven, both in public and in private. He would say, notice how it adds the word adam. It could have said, "Lo'aylam yehei yirei shamayim b'seiser u'begolei," but it doesn't. It adds the word adam, la'aylam yehei adam, yirashamayim b'seisr b'gole, meaning to say one must firstly be an adam, a mensch, a man, a considerate, decent human being before one can ever attempt to have proper yirashamayim. The ultimate prerequisite for developing our relationship with Hashem is to develop our relationship with others. In our never-ending quest for spiritual growth, we must always remember those little tiny tinkling bells on the bottom of the Kohen Gadol's outfit, reminding us to never forget the people around us. We must be considerate of the people who look up to us, to those that see us as exemplary. If we stop to bend down, to help them, to love them, to respect them, Hashem will surely do the same for us.